Greetings, everyone. This is Jeff Fasano, and welcome to Journey of the Awakened Heart. Here is another wonderful message from Archangel Michael.
You are now opening a doorway. In many ways, a doorway is opening for you in your life where that is concerned. Each and every one of you are opening a doorway where that is concerned, moving through a doorway where that is concerned, looking through a doorway where that is concerned, peeking through a doorway, peering through a doorway where that is concerned. And on the other side of the doorway, you may see nothing where that is concerned. Each and every one of you are moving into aspects of yourself, deeper aspects of yourself, uncovering aspects of yourself, moving into deeper feelings of self, moving through the suppressed and repressed feelings where that is concerned. And in many ways, many of you are moving through the repressed and suppressed self where that is concerned. Many of you are starting to beginning to realize who you are, realize your greatness, realize your powerfulness, realize your talents and gifts where that is concerned, where much of it is laying dormant where that is concerned. Many of you are skirting the notion of releasing struggling to survive life where that is concerned, beginning to trust. Beginning to trust not only yourself, but trust that you are well taken care of in your universe where that is concerned. But it is now a time to begin to refine and define, dear ones, why you are here, your talents and gifts, what you say you want. You're moving, dear ones, through the process of continually moving deeper within your heart to uncover and reveal aspects of you, deepening the sense of self, deepening the love of self. Each and every one of you has done that to a certain extent. But now, dear ones, as you move through this precipice, move through this corridor where that is concerned, move through these doorways, come to an intersection perhaps, it is time, dear ones, to understand and reveal why you are here. Many can, in your vernacular, indulge themselves in the personal process, continually to work on yourself, which is admirable, which is what, in many ways, you should do. However, dear ones, it is important now to see if, in fact, you are indulging yourself into the personal process and utilizing that as a mask for moving yourself out into the world and discovering, remembering why you are here and your talents and gifts in many ways to get on with your life. You can hide behind the personal process, dear ones. The question we have is, are you doing that? Are you saying, if in fact, when I do this and when I get there, then I can do this? However, dear ones, it is time, if you so choose, dear ones, to begin to live your life. Begin to live your life and why you came here, why you have incarnated in the third dimensional realm where that is concerned. Yes, dear ones, it is about healing the old wounds. Yes, dear one, is it about processing yourself? Yes, dear one, it is important to remain in a personal process. But the question we have for you, dear ones, is, are you hiding behind the personal process? Still keeping the old paradigm in place. Until I understand myself, until I understand this about myself, until I heal this about myself, I cannot do anything in this life. And in many ways, keeping in place the old paradigms, the old behaviors, it is time now, dear ones, if you so choose to move through that doorway. For a doorway is opening for each and every one of you to move on that pathway out into the world and make a difference in your world. Wherever you choose to make that difference, dear one, utilizing your talents and gifts. As we said to you, we came to this wonderful, most glorious time. Some of you, many of you, are just remembering your talents and gifts, and they are being revealed to you. Many of you are utilizing your talents and gifts. But it is important, dear ones, now to move through that doorway and begin to live your life. begin to live your life. Are you living your life, dear ones? Are you living your life and moving forward and towards what brings you the greatest amount of joy? Doing what brings you the greatest amount of joy? Giving to the world with what is giving you the greatest amount of joy? Or are you still indulging and sinking into yourself in your personal process, thinking that the only way that you will be of service to the world is if you heal this or heal that? In a constant state of preparation, we ask you to look at this, dear ones. Are you in a perpetual state of preparation? Continually to prepare for life. It is noble, dear ones, to prepare that will be able to sustain and maintain your impeccability and your integrity to your word. However, dear ones, many of you continually prepare in life, as opposed to being who you are in life, opening that doorway, taking a risk, trusting you, and continuing in your personal process. Because right now, dear ones, for many of you, your personal process is simply about fine-tuning you. Fine-tuning you. Looking into the mirror, moving through blind spots, utilizing your tools. So, dear ones, are you ready? Are you ready now, dear ones, to move out into the world and to begin to live your life, utilizing your talents and gifts to be of service to the world? What do you want, dear ones? What is your purpose, dear ones? Each and every one of you, look at what you are doing in the world and ask yourself, what is the purpose for me doing that? That purpose, dear ones, is self-fulfillment first and then giving to the world. In order for you, dear ones, to give to the world with your talents and gifts, it is about knowing and embodying that your talents and gifts have meaning, value, and purpose. That you have meaning, value, and purpose. That you are valuable. You are relevant right where you are right now, in the moment of now. It is important, dear ones, to see this, that you are who you are, when you are, and that is right now.